see. Live. Trying to see, am I live? I am live. I am live. All right, awesome. Guys, what is up? Happy Monday. I typically podcast on Tuesdays, but I honestly was just been really having an amazing day, an amazing actually couple of weeks. And I just felt like, you know what? I'm gonna get ahead of the game. And I felt like coming on at a different time of the day, different day of the week. And it's Monday, it's almost 4 o'clock, and I am here today to talk to you guys a little bit about losing fat and how it's not always about just eating less. And I'm sure if you have been in the fat loss journey or on the fat loss journey for a long time, you are probably tired of hearing just create a calorie deficit, just create a calorie deficit, just create a calorie deficit. And the truth is, that is really what you need to do in order to lose fat, but it's not just as simple as eating less food. And sometimes eating less actually might make it harder for you to create a calorie deficit. So today I want to talk a little bit about some effective ways that you can make some changes to help you create a calorie deficit, make it a little easier on yourself, and honestly get you guys to understand the gradual trajectory of the path of fat loss. Is I think that people also think that, or maybe you think that you should be seeing, 1 to 2 pounds of weight loss every single week. And there are so many factors that are going to change how quickly you lose weight that it's important for you guys to stay consistent with things. And I'm going to show you all that today. So first and foremost, if you guys get any value of what I'm sharing with you guys today, please send me a message. If you're watching live on Instagram, this is something new that I'm doing. I don't normally do these live on Instagram. Usually it's just on YouTube and on my podcast, but I'm trying to expand. And now that I know, well, I actually love Instagram of all of the platforms the most. It's where I spend the most of my time, that and YouTube. But I just wanted to try something different. So I'm still kind of figuring out the format. That's why my episodes might seem a little off in the beginning. I'm still trying to figure out, am I live everywhere? Is everything working? In fact, last week I was like, hey, Scott, I don't see my podcast on the YouTube channel. I was like, that's because you didn't put it to the YouTube channel. So I'm learning new things. Anyways, so if you are out there and your goal is to lose fat, you need to create a calorie deficit. I just said it. You're like, Cheryl, I'm tired of hearing it. But here's what you have to understand about creating a calorie deficit. And I'm actually going to share screen if I can figure out how to do this right now. Bear with me. I am not very tech savvy. Let's see, share screen. I am going to share. Okay. This is a really very basic spreadsheet that I just created before coming on here, just to kind of show you guys what I'm talking about when it comes to creating a calorie deficit. So when it comes to losing fat, I'm going to highlight the cell that I'm talking about right now in green. We essentially need to create a 3,500 calorie deficit to lose 1 pound of weight. So I like to think of this kind of like a credit limit, or let's just make it even simpler. Let's just talk about a bank account, okay? Let's say that you, in order to lose fat, you want to make your bank account go negative, which I know we don't want to do that in real life, right? Nobody wants to see their bank account in the negative, but that's essentially what you want with your calories. So if your maintenance calories, as I'm going to highlight now in green, if your maintenance calories, where it says TDEE, that's your total daily energy expenditure, are 2,400 calories, if I was to drop 500 calories, and this is just a blanket number that I'm giving, this isn't what I would necessarily do. If I was to drop 500 calories off of every single day, hypothetically, at the end of the week, I would have lost 1 pound of fat. Now, you're going to lose some other things as well, some water, obviously, some poop, other things that might go out as well. But the actual fat loss would be 1 pound. Now, what I want you guys to understand about this equation is that we don't live in a bubble. Okay, so we don't live in this isolated bubble where everything is symmetrical, and this there's so many factors that I'm going to talk about today that affect your energy in and your energy out. All right. So there is no way, if I'm going to highlight these numbers here, that you are going to be able to say that for the entire week, you're going to eat exactly 1900 calories to lose that 1 pound. There's also no way that you're going to be able to predict and accurately burn 2400 calories every single day. There's going to be a lot of factors that change that. Okay. And so the reality is we don't have complete control over our energy in and our energy out. So we have to do the best we can. And that is why ensuring we stay consistent with our daily movement, our workouts, and also staying consistent with our nutrition from day to day, that's going to give us the best metrics to be able to adjust if things aren't going in our favor, meaning we're not losing weight. Because the reality is, I put a reality scenario down here, calories in are going to look a little bit like this. And this is honestly what I would like to call a pretty ideal week. This is what most people are likely looking at that also have a full-time job, who have some social things going on, who might have birthday parties, and maybe they just get a little bit more hungry one day. It's realistic to know that not every day is going to be perfect, but the more consistent you stay, at least we can make some progress. So you can see here, I just gave some rough numbers. This is also why it's very important to keep track of how much you're eating in some way, shape, or form. There's plenty of people out there that are like, oh, tracking your food, you don't have to do that. No, you don't have to do that, but guess what they're gonna tell you instead? You have to stay with portion control meals and eat a certain number of meals a day. So you're controlling calories in a different way. This way just happens to be a little bit more flexible. Again, on the reality train, we're not gonna be burning the same amount of calories every single day, okay? So your workouts, some days you might have more aerobic-based workouts. You might be burning more energy there. Some days you might be more tired and you're not going to feel as good in your workout. So you're going to have a little bit less intensity. There's going to be a number of factors that are going to affect your energy output. We can't always estimate that. Maybe you take rest days. Maybe some days you're less active. You're not moving as much. Maybe some days you had a couple of drinks versus eating your calories. That's going to cause you to burn less energy. And we're going to go into all of that. But what I want you guys to understand is that when it comes to creating a calorie deficit, you need to control your calories in and your calories out. However, there are a lot of variables that are going to affect those things. And that's what we're going to start to talk about now. Okay. So, and this is also why eating less isn't always going to be the best scenario for you in terms of losing fat. All right. So what's going to affect our energy in? Our energy in is actually what I want you guys to think about when it comes to energy in is actually energy or calories that are actually absorbed by the body. All right. So some things are not going to be digested. So the amount of fiber intake you take in, some of that, those calories are not going to be digested by your body. The macronutrient distribution of the foods that you eat are going to affect your energy in. Some of those calories, actually your energy out, not your energy in. Specific macros are going to actually require more energy to digest. So carbs and protein tend to be more thermogenic than fats. So that's going to affect how many calories you actually burn to break down your food. I guess let me start by just talking about energy in. I think the main thing that's going to affect your energy in is obviously your appetite. So what cues your body is giving you and what foods you prefer. Those are probably the two main things that are going to affect your energy in. What I'm really talking about is the amount of energy absorbed. Okay. That's where the fiber comes in. And also the amount of energy burned based on the amount of foods that you're eating. And that's kind of what I was getting into with the protein, the carbs. I kind of took a little detour too early. So when it comes to the energy you burn through the thermic effect of feeding, protein and carbs are going to be more thermogenic than fats. Whole foods, eating foods that actually require you to chew and digest, are also going to require more energy to break down. So you can see here that the amount of calories you absorb from the foods you consume can be changed without actually changing the amount of calories you're eating. So this is where it's really important for you guys to optimize your nutrition for two reasons. One, if you're eating more food, you're going to feel more satiated. And two, if you're eating more food and you're losing weight, you're obviously going to be burning more calories. It's all good stuff. Okay. Energy out. This can be affected, and this is where eating less isn't always great. By the amount of calories you're taking in, that's going to negatively or positively impact your energy out. So if you are chronically under eating, your body is going to compensate for under eating. It's not starvation mode. It's just natural. If you don't have as much energy to burn, your body's not going to want to burn as much energy, and you're going to start to slow down doing things that you used to be a little bit quicker at. You're going to start to not have the motivation to do things that used to feel somewhat obsessed with. Like if you're somebody who doesn't like having dirty dishes in the sink and you get up and move through a lot throughout the day and you're always finding something to do, sometimes when you're under eating, you'll start to notice that those things don't really matter that much anymore because you just don't have as much energy. And this is also going to impact your appetite. And a lot of people will spend time eating too little, and then it causes them to eat too much. You see a spike in your hunger and satiety hormones, leptin and ghrelin. So it's really important to understand that it's not always about just eating less. All right. When it comes to creating a calorie deficit, we don't want to just think about eating less. We want to think about creating the calorie deficit. And sometimes if we're eating more food, we actually burn more calories. And there are a couple of different models that you can look at when it comes to creating a calorie deficit. One of them being eat more, move more. And I really like this model because I think that it tends to lend to more fitness related lifestyles, more active lifestyles, which I think is good for overall health. When you're eating more food, you're going to want to move more. Or maybe it's not that you're earning your calories. You just typically like to be on the go. You like to be moving. Your weekends, you want to spend outside doing fun, active things or doing yard work, whatever. I don't know. You want to spend more time in the gym. So eating more, you move more. But you also, by eating more, are going to have more energy just to do basic things. Okay. Another model that people can use and are very familiar with when it comes to weight loss is eat less and move more. And this one does work really well, obviously, because we are intentionally eating less calories while we're increasing activity. We're going to create more of a deficit that way. However, you've got to be very careful about how extreme you're going in this, because the body will fight. And the longer you spend in this time, the more likely you are to have a negative adaptation. And then all of a sudden, now you're starving, you're overeating, your weight's coming back on rapidly, and you're starting back over at square one. So these types of the eat more, move more, we can use this, but we want to use it for smaller amounts of time, you know, like 3 to 4 weeks, maybe 5 weeks max. I think more importantly, finding a balance where you're keeping one of those two variables the same and you're figuring out what's easier for you to change. So let's say you are somebody that likes to eat more food. You might want to just work on moving more and trying to not decrease your calories too much. Maybe you're somebody that doesn't live a very active lifestyle and you're okay with that. You might be somebody that needs to cut calories back, but make sure that you're focusing on keeping yourself moving throughout the day. Okay. So when it comes to creating a calorie deficit, those are kind of the two main models that you want to use. But when it comes to your actual nutrition, there are two things that I kind of already touched on them a little bit that you want to consider, because they're going to help you figure out what you should be doing with your food in terms of where you should be starting and what you should be adjusting. Okay. One of them, as I've already kind of mentioned, is metabolic compensation. As you are eating less food, your body is going to compensate. You're going to get hunger and satiety, you're going to get hunger and cravings. You're going to start to feel a little bit less energetic. Your sleep might be disrupted. Your gut might slow down. You might experience some mood changes. You just don't feel as well, but you honestly usually don't notice it because it's so subtle. It's like you slowly change over time. It's not like you just all of a sudden woke up one day feeling like shit. And then the second piece of it is metabolic adaptation. As you lose weight, your basal metabolic rate, or your body's needs at rest, does go down. Okay. So as you're weighing less, your body's going to need less calories. So knowing those two things, it's really important to understand how to optimize your nutrition in order to create a calorie deficit that's actually manageable, that's going to keep your metabolism working really well, that's going to keep your energy levels up, that's going to keep your appetite under control. And this comes by looking at more than just calories, right? First of all, we want to look at your macronutrient distribution. As I already mentioned, your macronutrients, some of them are going to have a higher thermic effect than others, but also some are going to make you feel more satisfied than others. Higher protein diets do increase satiety. So, and this is why a lot of people are like, I can't eat all this protein, I'm so full. Well, that's kind of the purpose. Now, I will be honest, there's a lot of coaches out there. I see these protein prescriptions. I'm like, dude, what are you feeding a freaking, you're not a 250-pound person. Doesn't make any sense. Like knowing where you need to be on that, sometimes they're overshooting a little too much. And that just doesn't make any sense. Because I'll be honest, wouldn't you rather have some carbs versus the protein? When it comes to calories, protein and carbs are equal in calories. So we want to make sure we're getting a high protein diet, but we're also saving some of those calories for our carbs, which is the second most thermogenic macronutrient. So we always want to optimize those two things for hunger cravings, and also for whatever type of training you're doing. So carbohydrates are your body's preferred source of fuel. We want to make sure we're getting in enough energy to support our training. And then fats, we want to have set in a way that allows our body to have good hormonal health and good recovery. But this is also the nutrient that is the least thermogenic. And we need smaller doses of it to get the health benefit. So we don't need as much fat. Around 20% to 30% of your diet is really where your fat should fall. So I personally think that for those of you guys that are trying to lose fat, being on a higher protein, higher carb balanced diet and a moderate fat diet is going to give you the best bang for your buck, because you can really optimize how much food's on your plate, optimize your fat burning potential if you are taking the next pieces into consideration, all right? So calories and macros are great, but your nutrition is not numbers, okay? Your body, you know, before there was obviously restaurants and stuff like that, our hunter-gatherer ancestors, they would go out and they would forage and they would hunt, right? For food, all right? So we're eating food and we now have assessed a calorie and macronutrient count or to those foods. So the types of foods you eat are also going to help you lose fat easier. This isn't about what you're cutting out. It's about what you're adding in. And I'm going to say that again. It's not about what you're cutting out. It's about what you're adding in here. All right. So for a lot of people out there, they think that they have to go to an extreme diet like carnivore, like keto, like whatever diet. Those are the two that come to my mind right now. Even vegan has become a way for people to lose fat. But the reality is it's what you're adding in that typically creates the best bang for the buck on these diets. So when you're on a high protein diet like carnivore, you're going to be getting more protein, right? That's all you're eating. You're void of some nutrients, but you're getting in a lot more protein. Same thing on the keto diet. You're typically eating a lot more protein. Okay. But the types of foods you eat are going to help you with your fat loss. If you are eating high fiber, whole foods, lots of fruits and vegetables, lots of complex carbohydrates, foods that you have to actually chew, you are going to see 1, better fat loss, 2, better hormone profile, 3, you're going to feel better in your day. You're going to have more energy because you're also getting the micronutrients that your body needs. Your diet is not calories. Your diet is food, but you need to control the calories in the food that you're eating. People go about this all the wrong way. Okay. So you need both. You need to know what to eat and how much of those things to eat. So this is not about if it fits your macros. I get it. There's a lot of people that live that life. But unless you're willing to live the rest of your life in a food diary and you don't give a shit about your health and the way your body feels, you're going to have problems. Okay. And even I'm going to be honest, at some point, it doesn't work that well. It honestly ends up backfiring. Okay. So we want to make sure we're dialing in the types of foods we're eating. By doing this, we are also going to be able to optimize everything, our gut health, our thyroid, our sex hormones, our increasing our body's muscle building potential. And guess what? The other thing about creating a calorie deficit in a way where you're actually getting an optimal amount of calories, an optimal amount of macronutrients, optimal food intake, is that you now have built the base foundation of a diet that you can sustain. There's no food removal. There's no adding things back in. You might add some calories back in, but you've built a sustainable diet in a way that your body is feeling nourished. So you are more likely to maintain the weight loss that you have created. And at the end of the day, I don't care how much fat somebody loses. If they regain it, the diet was not successful. Sorry, Charlie. If you think that you lost weight and you were successful, but you are now weighing what you did when you first started, or you weigh more, your diet was not successful. Your diet didn't work. And it's time to stop dieting. It's time to start learning how to eat. And that's why today's topic was about learning how to diet or lose fat by not eating less. Okay. And I know I went over a lot of stuff today because I just had a lot of thoughts in my head about this whole calorie deficit thing. Because I'll be honest, I see a lot of questions that pop up in Facebook groups and in my own Facebook group and on Instagram and people that are giving you guys bullshit information about, oh, you got to take these supplements. Oh, it must be your hormones. Oh, you got to cut out these foods. None of that shit matters. They're all distractions, Even the calorie deficit bullshit, just screaming that at you, is a distraction. Even everything that I told you today is a distraction if you don't know how to apply it. Because at the end of the day, everything I just said to you guys likely made a lot of sense. But now you're like, I have a full-time job. I don't even know where to start. I don't know, should I be meal prep? All of the tactical stuff, the steps you have to do to create this are where people struggle. So last thing I'm going to say, it is Monday, May 6th. On Sunday, May 12th, I know it's Mother's Day. I was already informed, Cheryl, it's Mother's Day. We are starting a 21-day jumpstart. 21-day jumpstart where I'm taking you from start to finish on everything you need to do to lose fat in a way that is going to help you control your appetite. That's going to help you perform better in the gym. It's going to help you with your hormones. It's going to help you with your gut. It's going to help you take out all of the frustration of not knowing what is or is not working so that you know exactly what you need to focus on. It starts on Sunday, Sunday, May 12th. Okay. We have our kickoff call, 8 a.m. in the morning. I did put it early. I am sacrificing my 8:30 a.m. church time to go to 10:15 because I wanted to make sure that every single week you guys are prepped at the beginning of the week so that you know on Sunday morning what you have to get from the grocery store, what you got to do to get that done that day before your week starts. Okay. If you want to join, the group is free. It's free for everybody. All I ask for is your commitment because I'm committing to you. In fact, a lot of the challengers have already gotten their stuff calculated for them and they're good to go. They've got their welcome packets. We're still adding people into the group. We want you in there. We've got a private chat. We've got all kinds of fun stuff going on. Maybe even some giveaways. So that was my final plug today. If you guys want to join in, fitbodyrxjumpstart.com. I had to think in my head what it was. fitbodyrxjumpstart.com. I will also make sure that I put the link in the show notes for on YouTube, on my YouTube, on my Instagram, and on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever you listen. So I'm going to hop over to the chat just to see if anybody said anything. I see Miss Holly's in there, and I'm going to look on Instagram as well. I don't really know how to look on Instagram. It's hard for me to tell. So hopefully if there's any questions, you guys can feel free to ask them. I don't see any. But anyways, I hope you guys all have an amazing Monday, and I will talk to you all on the next episode.